at alcavision.com.
I think we're going to get hit. I don't want to be without power.
They're saying the storm's going to be pretty big up and down the coast, and Jersey could get a pretty good wallop from it.
We're putting all plywood up and everything else all around the windows so the storm won't blow the windows out.
From New Jersey and North Carolina, up and down the coast, they are preparing for a Cat 3. Seven states have declared a state of emergency already. They're waiting for Irene. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, the waiting is the hardest part, isn't it? Didn't Tom Petty say it? But not for something like this. This is the ugly part, because there still is that feeling of uncertainty. Yes, we've looked at the radar. Yes, we've heard all the men in the suits pointing at the maps and showing us the green globs. And it definitely looks serious, and you definitely can't take it lightly. However, with the hurricane, you know the warnings, the watches, all that sort of stuff. You saw what happened in the Bahamas. Lots of rain. There could be a last-minute turn of the course of a hurricane. I'll tell you what, that's what I'm hoping for. What if you get up and they say, turned out to sea. It definitely isn't looking that way, and you absolutely have to prepare for it. That's why so many tourists have been evacuated from all those coastal areas. North Carolina and the Outer Banks, a lot of people that were tourists were told to leave. Really, same thing with many of the residents. In New Jersey, all the way up in New Jersey, also the same thing was said to people who were tourists, and it's high season for that there because the kids in the Northeast, a lot of them, are not back in school yet. Traditionally, they don't go back till after Labor Day. So 65 to 70 million people could be affected by Irene, and this would be a big one. We haven't seen the likes of this since Wilma in 2005, so 6 years ago. If you remember Wilma, pretty devastating to some of the people in Florida. And this is the big story. This is the water cooler buzz, the mama named Irene. And what will she do when she hits North Carolina and then starts to go up the coastline? All the Navy ships have been moved for the most part from Norfolk, which is ground zero for our Navy. Not that we don't have ships in other places in the United States and other ports, certainly we do, but that's the big one. So an aircraft carrier is out, some submarines, a bunch of the ships, because you can't risk that. They would be sitting ducks, basically, if they stayed in Norfolk. So they're going out. They're heading out. You've got National Guard because of the state of emergency in all these states. You have the National Guard starting to rally, get ready, be on hand for should the worst happen, because they're going to have to comb through those streets and those areas, look for those down power lines and people who need help and all that sort of thing. I mean, we know what happens in a hurricane, the devastation. We've seen it. We've seen the shocking results in Mississippi from Katrina. We've seen them from Wilma and hurricanes on down the line. What ultimately the destruction can mean to families where their houses are literally just blown away, poof, gone. Not like in a tornado, which is equally as devastating. It's a tornado, it's just like a ball has hit one of those chains with a ball, has slammed into your house accidentally. It's supposed to knock down a building, but instead it knocked down your building called home. It's more what it looks like in the matchsticks. But with the hurricane, if you have a Cat 3, Cat 4, I saw the devastation in my life three different times. It's sure there's debris and things strewn about, but you can literally, I am not kidding, see a house be just gone. All you have is foundation left. Nothing. Not even a pair of shoes. Poof. Gone. So we'll see if Irene makes the weekend awful for the people in the Northeast and the Carolina coastline. Here's what Mayor Bloomberg had to say. It's interesting because you don't think of New York and hurricanes. It's been decades since that's been the concern. And there is the concern for older people. Remember what happened in Katrina, certainly in New Orleans, where it was all about the levees. But remember sadly, what happened to so many of the people in some of those nursing homes and whatnot, Bloomberg is not taking any chances on New York getting the ugly headlines for leaving the elderly stranded, like I said, in low-lying areas. He's that serious about it. Take a listen.
We're also notifying the other hospitals in these Zone A low-lying areas, as well as nursing homes and senior centers in these low-lying Zone A areas, that they must, I repeat the word must, evacuate beginning tomorrow and complete the process by 8 p.m. tomorrow night.
All right, so that's it, 8 p.m., and they have to be gone. So all of them have been notified as of, at this time, and it's a question of finding the spots and taking people out of there. There are other things happening in the world, like the wild hunt for, the mad hunt for Muammar Gaddafi, and rumor after rumor after rumor after rumor, but nothing concrete. There is no victory here yet at this point. The loyalists to Gaddafi are continuing to clog up the streets in Tripoli and fight the rebels, and the rebels feel like they're on the trail to Gaddafi. There's money here, so imagine what an aphrodisiac that is for somebody if they can ultimately scoop up the money to get Gaddafi. Then it's a question of what happens. Does he go on trial or whatever? But at this point, it doesn't matter because nobody has found him, so they have to find him first. And, of course, what's the first thing you think of, too, with Libya? So you got this manhunt for him, and you have the thought that he's probably stuck somewhere underground and hasn't come up yet. In the meantime, above ground, what do you think's happening? Everybody is moving around for their spot in the big game. They want to sit at the big boys' table. And why? Because you have oil. Remember? Yeah, that thing called oil. Isn't that why we picked Libya over Syria and because of our allies? And just saying, master of the obvious. So Europe, especially, England, all the way down the line, pick a country, any country, the international oil companies are trying to get an advantage in the new frontier in Libya, because if the infrastructure is damaged, what's happening with security? What about sending workers back in to get the, you know, to get the oil? These questions all hang in the balance, because remember how much of that oil has been lost. How much has, you know, what's been pumped out of there, I guess I'll say, at this point, production they think can reach maybe 600,000 barrels a day within the next couple of weeks. And before the war, it was 1.6 million. So they think they could get back up to 1.6 million eventually. That's a whole lot of do-re-mi, a lot of incentive. See, it all comes back to the money. Money to get Gaddafi, money to have a seat at the big boy table when it comes to oil and get back to where they were in the first place. A lot of the oil companies, like the Spanish oil company, Reposola, said last month that their assets were intact, but they couldn't send their staff in because of the fighting, so if they can get them in there. How about Marathon Oil? Does that ring a bell with anyone? Houston, of course, Americans. And they have been having talks already about restoring production when things stabilize. Follow the money. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Another weekend across America. Unfortunately for so many, it's not going to be about being a weekend warrior, puffing out your chest, and being the king of flag football, or trying to knock a few over the fence in your softball league. For some of you, it's going to be about getting out of the way of Irene. And it's too bad because, of course, for many in the eastern part of the United States, you're still not back in school, and a lot of people take vacations in August, and Irene does not care about vacations. Irene is a hurricane that is packing a serious punch. Cat 3 ripping through the Bahamas. We've described that already, but you get the gist here. How many people have found themselves in a position where they've been in a hurricane and they had to make the decision whether they should ride it out or should they get out of the area and just go somewhere? I said it on one of our other shows, having been in that position, go to Motel 6. Go watch the movies. Go get yourself some room service. Seriously, it's not something you want to play chicken with if the winds are going to be the way they're predicted to be. It's one thing when you have a lot of rain and the possibility of flooding, and you're talking about, you know, category one or so. It's a whole different thing when you're getting into the threes and the fours, of course, and five, just absolutely devastating. That would be Andrew in Miami. If you remember what happened with Andrew, it was just flat out sad and took a long time for Southern Florida to recover from the devastation from Andrew. And let's hope that doesn't happen in North Carolina, and let's hope it doesn't happen in South Carolina and all the way up to the, you know, to New York, etc. because you got to remember, it's like when you think of Manhattan, I don't know why this somehow is lost on people. You think the bridges and the jokes and the tunnels and all that, people would get it. But Manhattan's an island, of course. So on an island, what could happen? What can happen if you're talking about water and if you're talking about flooding? It can be catastrophic, and they haven't seen that in, like I said, decades. To be sure, if you want to weigh in on your catastrophe story, please feel free to do so. I think it's good to share. And if you have any tips on being prepared, share those as well. I already told my sad story that I was ill-prepared for anything. As much as I talk about on the air, I realized, oh, geez, my flashlights don't work. How is that possible? Ooh, geez, I don't have a little kit to take off with in the car should I need water and other things. And guess what? Now I have them after all the lectures I've given out, thinking that I did have them and then realizing when I went to check, I didn't really have them because I had moved and things had been moved around and they weren't there. That's an easy thing that anybody can do, isn't it? It's like with the earthquake stuff in California. Anybody in California, they'll tell you, they always mention the word earthquake preparedness. Well, how do you get prepared for an earthquake? You're going to be scared to death. Your eyes, you're going to get like saucers. Everything's going to fall all over you. But there is a thing that you can do, and it is that water in the car, the emergency kits, where you can take off. You have a bag. Everybody should have a bag packed, right? Everybody has a spare bag. There are some of those ugly sweats that have your college on the rear end on them. Throw them in a bag with the old sneakers or whatever. And then you have something should you have to escape suddenly when it's not convenient and you don't have to scurry around trying to find your stuff. It's interesting that this hurricane is going to hit also Washington. The president is there. Most of Congress isn't there either. I think most of Congress would like to take an extra week or two to just be out of the way of everything, including the whole wrestling with the, you know, with the debt. Because all the polls are showing that we are furious over what has happened. And this isn't a country of forgiveness when it comes to messing with our money. Forgiveness is thrown around a lot, but I think everybody listening to this show, meaning Mark in New York, meaning Dan in Texas, meaning Don in Wyoming, probably Rick in Illinois a little bit, although he'd be easier going about some of the stuff than the other ones I just mentioned, some of the regular callers, and all of you that are listening to me that never call, you're tired of it. Everybody's tired of it. This is when I say water cooler buzz, what does water cooler buzz mean? What does that 10-cent word mean? It means what is on everybody's mind that you just can't get away from it. So at the top of our mind, at the top of the conversation, because I always say it's the common denominator, is weather. We live with it. It's weather. You can talk. You can be so shy, but you can open up a conversation with weather because we all care about the weather. We're affected by it. So we're affected by Irene. Some of us are going to be affected by Irene. It's the conversation when 65 to 75 million people could be dealing with digging out of water because of this hurricane, right? But the other part of the conversation that has not gone away, we are like a dog with a bone on this one, is the debt crisis, the aftermath. It's not one of those things. It's not, they call it a news cycle, and you know what I mean. This is a smart crowd. When you hear a story a few times, you hear it on your local news, the radio stations that I'm on, you hear it over and over again. That's called a cycle. It comes around. And then something else happens, and it's somebody else's turn to fry for a while. But this one we're not letting go. And I think that somebody's going to pay a high price for this when it comes to elections. Now, the latest poll, because I am a poll princess, the latest poll that came out, the Associated Press GFK poll, is showing that conservative Tea Party activists who would rather see a smaller government and lower taxes have lost support, have lost a lot of support. Republican House Leader John Boehner is unpopular. He is not popular. People like the idea of not just cutting spending, but also raising taxes, which is the complete opposite, in this poll anyway, of the Republican mantra, which is not to do that, which is to cut the spending, cut the spending, cut the spending, and not raise the taxes. Now, the argument you hear, of course, to that is the flippant argument, which is easy, is to say, well, of course, how can you, don't they know that doesn't work? You have to have a balanced approach. You can't just cut all the programs. You just can't cut everything and think that that's going to balance out because, for goodness sake, you have to have revenues coming in, which should have been happening all along, frankly. I mean, there was money coming in. They just ripped off one part of the money coming in to pay something else off. And then we got involved in so many situations overseas that we couldn't afford. Like, we're like a woman who just got divorced from a wealthy man, and they have the attitude of, I'm just going to show him. And they run up the charge, which I'm not picking on my gender, by the way, run up the charge at Saks Fifth Avenue or Talbot's or pick a place. Needless markup. They'll run through needless markup until who knows what they've spent. And so that's what I think we're, I think that's where we're all at, and that's why that anger is staying there, because we want someone to pay. We want someone to pay the price for this. We don't want to pay the price. But unfortunately, we all are going to pay the price. We're all going to pay the price for it. And that's the thing. We are going to have to bite the bullet. We are going to have some things taken away, sadly. It's like the whole thing about buy a house, get a house, get a house. It's American dream. We got to invest. You got to get a house. Helps the economy, it helps everything. And then for the people who just get the house, you know, you have that one break, that one tax break. It's not a lot. Usually it's not a lot, unless you're one of those quadrillionaires. But you get to write off some of that. Probably that loophole's, it's not even a loophole, probably that tax break is going to be closed. That's going to cripple some people because it's just a little bit they need. Same thing with a child care credit. They're talking about that. And how many people with children need that? The $1,000 or whatever it is that you can write off because, you know, it's a small set amount. But that will be a killer for some people. Mm. So as usual here on ATN, you know how we roll. We zig and zag all over the place. We're talking about the big waves of Irene and what all of you are doing to get ready for that. And the fact that there's a state of emergency declared in 7 states. Do you believe it? Yes, indeed. The fact that there's a new poll out that says we're not happy with the lawmakers. And when the people that were polled asked which should be the main focus of lawmakers trying to solve the problem, raising taxes or cutting government services, 53% of the people who responded said cutting services. 34% said increasing taxes. Who's right? Who knows? Stay with us.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, so we'll rock it on here on America Tonight. Talking about what's happening in the overnight highway. All is quiet right now on the coastline, except for the people that are boarding things up and getting ready with their emergency stuff, like the generators and whatever. They try to weather out Irene. I have a feeling I won't want to go toe-to-toe with Irene. You're talking 120-mile-an-hour winds. I said this the other night. Picture yourself. Close your eyes for a second. You're in a money grab. You know those old-fashioned money grabs they used to do, those cheesy morning radio shows? You'd go in, and you'd be trying to grab stuff. I could never figure that out. So you go in. It's like they turn it up on purpose. You go into the little booth. Imagine that you're in this little booth. Imagine that is turned up. You're standing there. That is turned up to 120. Let's just say your eyebrows would be against the glass. So it's going to be tough to fight this one out. Ronnie is listening to us in Utah. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Kate. How you doing? Well, you know,
Ronnie.
Are you there? Hello. Can you hear me?
All right. We're going to move from Ronnie. Somehow, I think. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can hear. Maybe I thought Irene got the best of you and I was wrong. Somehow Irene turned. It was in Utah. Hey, what's up, man?
Well, I could be Irene if you want.
You can call me whatever you want to call me, right? Just don't call me that name.
Call me Irene or you can call me Eileen.
There you go.
One way.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, my first comment is, how dare you say that the Congress has the lowest vote? You, that negative on our Congress. Do you want the CIA to come after you?
I mean, already on their list. I'm on all the lists, trust me.
Oh, shoot. Well, what you could do, look at the bright side of it. It's only 25 days from the National Hockey League starting for the season or preseason, whatever. So what you could do, go to NHL, get your own hockey stick, go up to your own congressman and give him a good couple of slaps behind the old rear there with the old hockey stick. And that'll fluff up, right? And you can stuff some dressing right up there to make him look like a turkey. And then when he gets done his five-week speech, he can yodel up there like Miss Piggy up in the House of Representatives or the Senate. And then he'd look really funny yodeling up there for the five-minute speeches. Now, that would be worth looking at. And just to make one other quick comment, I don't know where they're going to get all this money from. Maybe Bernanke Sauce will do the quantitative easing for this storm. Or maybe our El Presidente will give us a little bit more of his TARP money. And better yet, you just can only imagine how organized FEMA will be, let alone having our famous hero, Janet Napolitano, dress up as the black cat woman trying to save the day. She's going to come out there and tell the American people, damn, them terrorists are at it again.
We just need to clear the decks. I mean, no matter what. You and I can make jokes. You and I are good at that. We can make jokes. We just need to clear the decks. Whether they're dressed up like turkeys or whatever, it's just not working any longer. I've been screaming about the third party for a long time. We need an alternative. We need something. We need to punt on all this nonsense. We really do. We do, Ronnie. We're tired of it.
Well, I think it's a good idea if you slap them across the head a couple times with a hockey stick, get some of that homemade dressing and
you sound like Sam. Sam in Montreal, he always wants to, he says, line them up and start to shoot pucks at them. Hey, Ronnie, you have a good weekend. He's venting the frustration that we all feel, like we've said, proving the point. You know, we're just, that's what people are doing. Well, at this point, we're making jokes because it's just so sad. It's so bloody sad. Rick in Illinois.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I heard they're still looking for Gaddafi. They need to check out our good friend and ally in Pakistan. He might be using Osama's compound. Or he could be hiding with Casey Anthony.
Yeah, what did Casey Anthony and Muammar Gaddafi have in common? they both have a bounty on their head, so to speak.
That's right.
Yeah, nobody wants to see her. She's.
They can look in those two places for him. They might find where he'd be at.
Pakistan, they take in anyone. Give us your most outrageous person, your worst dictator, and we'll take him in for the right price.
And then they want our foreign aid to help look for him, help keep him out, and all that stuff. I was wondering how you pronounce Tripoli. Is that Tripoli or Tripola?
Tripoli.
Tripoli, not Tripola.
It should be Tripola.
Yeah. I see they want to build an oral pipeline from Canada down to Texas. Have you heard anything about that?
That they want to have a pipeline? Who's they? What do you mean? There is going to be a pipeline?
The oil company. Yeah, the tar sands there in Canada.
Yeah.
Take that oil out and pipe it down to Texas.
Well, we get a lot of oil from Canada. People don't realize that. We get a lot of oil from there, and that area is rich. You know, there was lots of jobs up there. for the longest time, and I'm sure there still is. So, yeah, that has been talked about, yes.
Yeah, I heard a protest in Washington. These green tree huggers don't want to build a pipeline, I guess, down there. But I think they ought to be pumping water down there instead of oil, I think.
Water?
Go to the Great Lakes, pump it out there, and then pump it to Texas instead of oil.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be better off.
Well, but it's interesting, in Texas, they're... You know, it's like when Rick Perry talks about how there's all these great jobs and, or he doesn't say great jobs, but he says how there's jobs in Texas, how he created jobs in Texas. The jobs are oil related. In other areas, they're struggling, a little bit in the tech area, but it's really surrounding oil. And this, what we have to decide, Rick, and you know this as a country, we have to decide to either cut the crap or develop other alternatives and be serious about it, because why weren't the alternatives developed in the first place? This is nothing new. The whole green thing we've talked about forever, for decades, for 4 or 5 decades. Certainly we're smart enough people that in 50 years we couldn't have had some of that perfected. There's a reason why. And so why don't we just admit it and then just go after the oil and forget all the other nonsense?
Well, yeah, look, all that energy you have that you're wasting with that heat, you can put up solar panels.
Yes.
Capture all that sunlight. 100 degrees ought to put out a lot of sunlight.
Yeah, in Texas, we'd be fine for the rest of the year. capture it all. You wouldn't have to worry.
You can pump electricity to other states around the country.
That's right.
Burn it up down there. So.
We're on fire, and we're going to provide all of you with some comfort, with some of the electricity you need. We're going to power it up. But the problem is, too, Rick, and you know this, is in talking about the solar panels, which would be great, and a lot of people say it's the way to go. Jesse Ventura, who's been on the show, has that house in Mexico, and he has it. Here's the problem. You got to have serious dough to put those up, because none of the green technology is cheap.
Now, you think the government kind of kick in some money or something, help people finance it, they get it, you know, because they'd be better off that way then.
Well, there's the problem. That's the yin and the yang problem. We have to pick a lane. You pick a lane. So if you're going to say drill, baby, drill, then that's fine. Make it as safe as you can. Just do it and cut the nonsense. Open up Alaska. Do what we have to do and stop pretending or trying to play somewhere in the middle because it's not working any longer. And that's the problem with the whole green thing. That's been talked about for a long time, and some stuff has been developed. But there could have been much more developed, and it could have been further along, and it hasn't come full circle at all, not even half circle.
I'll take those Nassau people they laid off, put them to work solving the problems.
That's right. We're going to put you all in one room.
There.
You are the smartest of the smartest at NASA, and we are going to take you, and we are going to put you in a room, and you're not going to come out until you solve the problem.
Put them all together. There's a lot of brain power there. They could be using that. Let them sit around doing nothing.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
instead of letting them do nothing, sadly, they've just moved on to other things because they have to have jobs. So most of them slipped away from NASA and have gone off to do other things, and they're not, you know, they're gone off to other companies or other careers in some cases, whatever it might be. So that's the problem. But I agree with that one thread there, Rick. Hey, have a great weekend. Put both hands on the wheel, my friend. I think that we know, this is the thing, we got massive brain power here. I mean, look around. Look at whether young or old, from the wise old owl Warren Buffett, who's pumping serious money into Bank of America, or whether you've got the guy behind Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, love him, hate him, feel a little jealous. The kid is not even 30, and look what he developed, and that's social networking, but it's still being an entrepreneur and coming up with something, and he wasn't a dummy. He was going to Harvard, right? So we have all kinds of examples of people with degrees or not with degrees, but people that are just good at developing certain things. So how do we keep ending up in the same situation? Politically, We need some better people in there. We need some free thinkers. We need some people that aren't tied to agendas. I think that's what it is. Then when we go to these polls, we won't see some of these ugly numbers. Coming up on the flip side, we're headed to the mailbag.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
Once again, sadly, like the floodwaters that are probably going to overflow some of the barriers up and down the East Coast and the coastal areas right off of the edge of the water, our mailbag is overflowing. So, let's head there.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Ooh!
Thanks, Homer. How about this one? This is from John D., who says, Kate, boy, it scares the heck out of me when I hear you talk about Hurricane Irene. Do you know that I have family in almost every single state that you have mentioned? I guess I'm glad that they've declared a state of emergency in every single one of those states. Therefore, I think you also said that you would have the National Guard on hand, plus the loot when they need to hurry up and do the cleanup thing and get the power going. That gives me some sense of security. On the other hand, it scares me to think of how this could all turn out in the end. I'm trying to convince two of my relatives in New Jersey they might want to go a little further inland. What say you, as you have family there? Yeah, it's pretty scary because we keep hearing the, you know, we look at the pictures of the Bahamas, which I checked out a bunch of that video today. You had houses that were mostly underwater. And remember, the Bahamas is just a series of islands. So some of your bigger islands were spared more of the damage. They got lucky. But he still had people that were in a southern tip, for example, of a couple of the islands that definitely got slammed, where trees just were bent in half and broke. That was it. You had stumps. You had cars that were overturned, what you would expect when you had the kind of winds that they had. And it's, you just don't know. I mean, you don't know if it's going to hit one area harder than the other, and because it's such a big coastline that you're talking about and the various states, what happens. Sometimes it can sort of turn at the end, and you think if it goes squarely onto North Carolina, I mean, does it definitely make that twist and go all the way up? It's supposed to, if you look at the radar, but supposed to doesn't mean that that's what it's going to do. It's Mother Nature after all, right? We don't control it. There's no control. We can't do anything with that other than be as prepared as possible. So to answer your question more dead on, the New Jersey thing, yes, I have talked to my mother about not being there because she lives not too far, however, probably an hour and a half or whatever it is from Ocean City, Wildwood Crest, and the areas that they're talking about. The Ocean City mayor, in fact, said that there are probably about 150,000 people in that small beach town, and the city has 7,000 people that live there year-round. But the last time that they evacuated everybody was for Hurricane Gloria in 1985. And that's what they want to do because they're worried about what's happening with Irene. And you have another area. You look at, you know, the governor, what's his name, Martin O'Malley, who is scared to death for the people in Maryland because he sees this monster storm. So he declared the state of emergency and telling everybody to get out of the way of this slow-moving hurricane that could eat up Maryland. And as you said, the positive, I guess, if there's anything positive to take out of sitting here and waiting to see what's going to happen, is that everything's in place. So in other words, there's rescue planes and helicopters and all that kind of stuff, anything that you could possibly need. Drinking water, that's always a big deal. You have to have some drinking water in the city. Is there storage spaces are being created? So that's also positive because when that hits, and that's what people will want in the streets and whatever if it gets that bad with this projected path. Ooh, yikes. Okay, so let's see. Let's go to another one here. This one comes to us from Bob, who's listening to us in Connecticut. Kate, it always pleases me when I hear you mention the great state of Connecticut. It really is a great state, isn't it? And I can tell that you've spent some time here. My question to you is, in looking at our location and looking at what's happening with the hurricane, do you think that Connecticut also gets slammed by the hurricane? The answer is, I am not a weather woman. I'm only interpreting what I've seen and what I've heard. I did do the weather once in Kearney, Nebraska. But I'm looking at the radar. I'm listening to what everyone's saying. And Connecticut is in that New York, New Jersey area. So, sure. Depending on where you are. Well, not depending on where you are, because, again, you have coastal areas. So if it swoops in, Connecticut is fair game as well, because you're lumped right in there with the other original colonies. So you can't cut yourself out of the equation. Connecticut's right there, too. So, of course, Connecticut would be hit as well. I guess it's just a question of where it touches down, where the hurricane goes, and if it's slow moving, as it's being described, it just goes up, goes all the way up to Maine, and that's it. It just turns out into the ocean, which is kind of what it's looking like that's going to happen now. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Jan, who says, Kate, I laughed out loud when I heard about Gaddafi and the chase for him and the fact that now there's a $2 million bounty on his head. You've mentioned that. And what I think is funny is these pictures of Condoleezza Rice. She has to be cringing somewhere about the fact that he's got these pictures where he's glowing and writing things about her. What do you think? I think that when you're in that position, she's like that. She's like that woman that doesn't crumble. That's what I think. I think that Condi Rice is accomplished and an accommodator at the same time. So she accommodated the president that she worked for. She, you know, never. While you've got this book coming out from Dick Cheney where he's supposedly going to tell all and even say some nasty things about George Bush. Condi Rice would never do that. She's like the loyal. She's a loyalist. That's what she is. She's the accommodator loyalist. So Gaddafi gets a crush on her when she goes over there because she's a woman and because she's black, and he says that. He called her like a beautiful black princess or some crazy thing. He's crazy. So am I shocked by what he said? Who cares? And do I think that somewhere she's cringing about it? Yeah, maybe. But for 2 seconds. Because she was in a position where she got slammed around a lot and made fun of from Saturday Night Live to whatever. So if some nutty ex-dictator had some pictures of her, they weren't nude photos. They didn't have pictures of her head on other people's bodies. They were just pictures of her where he had in the photo album where he blushed over her, just said that she was the darling black African woman, I guess, is the quote, and said, Lisa, I love her very, very much. All from just one dinner. She was able to accomplish that back in 2008. Oh, well. That's history. Ancient history. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark, how are you? Mark. All right, we lost Mark. I bet he's getting ready for Irene. They are definitely getting ready for Irene in New York. It's so odd to talk about a hurricane there. Like I said, not so much in the areas that are coastal areas, but like I also mentioned, you have to think about New York and the fact that it's like Manhattan. It's an island. It's an island. Think of the Hudson River and think of what feeds into it. And it makes sense. Because certainly you could be right there in the middle of it. As I was just asked about Connecticut, same thing. I mean, you're right there on the coastal areas, and all of that's fair game as Irene makes the turn and starts to head up further north. It's all about location, 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 unfortunately. I say this all the time. You know, one of the places, if I could just pick a place for its pure beauty, the Outer Banks in North Carolina, I'd be there in a house right now. It's a beautiful area. But the one thing you always have to know is there is absolutely the possibility you will lose your house maybe twice in your lifetime because of the weather, or at least have to repair things through flooding and other things that could happen besides a full-on hurricane. But a full-on hurricane, Irene spells trouble for a lot of people.